Training your mind to be stronger than your feelings is self-care. And with that, God's people, you are welcome to this wonderful edition of Jesus for the Streets. I remain your humble host from this side of the world. As some of you already know, Jesus for the Streets is a podcast that comes your way every Sabbath day like today. Jesus for the Streets is all about enlightenment. It's all about freedom. It's all about prosperity. It's all about sharing. It's all about love and light. This is a mandate that was instituted by Source. I still remember that day. Source told me, resign from your job as a music director and start recording podcasts. I remember that was the time I asked Universe. I was like, okay, what do I say? You know, and Holy Spirit just told me, all you have to do is open your mouth and the Source will fill it. If looking back at all our past episodes is a testimony of how much God has put in our mouth to share with you. So I am positive in my mind this podcast was designed, divinely orchestrated, so that God's people will be delivered from mental shackles, so that God's people will be accessible to light, will be accessible to every good thing that they so desire. So, to many people, this is a service in itself. There are Sundays that, Sundays being the worship days for many people from this side of the world. There are days the only thing I do is listen to my own words. And on those days, there are always 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 encounters that I'll be like, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm going through right now. You know, a relatable message, a message that you resonate with. So, and we've also, you know, gotten that feedback from some of our listeners who let us know that most times it's almost as if we are going through what they are going through with them. No, it's just a message from God to you. That is what it means. It's a message. Once you resonate with any of our messages, that is God speaking to you. And we thank God for how far we've come on this wonderful series, Own Thy Light. And it is with Jesus' joy that I welcome you to the fourth episode of this wonderful series, Own Thy Light. But you know, as we love to do, we'll be taking our mantra from the law of attraction. So, you know, as we love to do on our programs, you know, we love breathology. We appreciate breathology and we appreciate meditations. We appreciate words of affirmation. And that brings me to share the good news with God's people that Mirror Magic Manifestation is back. And every Monday, you all will be getting at least 3 words of affirmations for the week. And I can assure you this, which can only be accessed on our YouTube page. It's going to be a video. So we've taken time to reconstruct everything. And right now, we've found the most suitable way that we all can adapt to, you know, and it is my prayer that may these words find fulfillment in your lives. All these positive words and affirmations, may they find fulfillment in your life. So, Here on Jesus for the Street, it's all about meditation. You know, we love to engage in a bit of breath exercise and say to yourself, as you breathe in for about 4 seconds, say to yourself, I am ready. I am ready. You can say it with your mind. You can say it immediately after the fourth second. You know, so, and as you exhale gently for about 4 seconds as well, say to yourself, for anything that comes my way, I am ready for anything that comes my way. I am ready. When you breathe in and hold your breath for about 4 seconds, for anything that comes my way, when you exhale gently for about 4 seconds. Do this as many times as possible, as long as you are not driving, as long as your attention is not actively needed. Own thy light. Own thy light. Own thy light. In the past episode, we've established that everyone is born with their own inner light. Yet, I find that so many of us are disconnected from that thing that really lights up our relationships, careers, health, and life. In a world where we are constantly pushing happiness over the horizon, our views of what success means is often skewed. Pretty soon, our batteries to our inner flashlight start to wear out. Then, all at once, we can't seem to turn on the switch again. It's easy to lose your light. It is much easier to lose your light. You don't want to be a victim. What does it mean to own that light? This talk is about showing up and being seen. Yes, showing up and being seen. Developed countries are what they are today because many of them own their lights. You are never too late, too young, nor old to own your light. Example of those who have owned their light: Abraham Lincoln, Nelson Mandela, His Excellency President Bola Tinubu of Nigeria, Elon Musk, Aliko Dangote, Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Wizkid, Burnaboy, Davido. A common deterrent people face with productivity is that they overestimate intensity and underestimate consistency. Consistency is the key, folks. Want to become more eloquent? Write for 15 minutes every day. You want to learn a difficult skill? Practice 1 hour every day. Want to get fitter? Train 30 minutes every day. Want to become calmer? Meditate 20 minutes every day. A person who reads for 10 minutes every day will be more knowledgeable than someone who reads for 5 hours once every 3 months. Inconsistency negates progress. You need daily iterations, however small, to master or succeed at anything. telling my story, speaking my truth, recording a podcast, sharing my passion, voicing my dreams, posting daily motivational messages, declaring my mission, bearing my heart and soul in real life and on X and all other social media platforms. I'm not going to lie to you. These are freaking scary. But it has also created the biggest shifts in my life, as it would in yours as well. It has helped me to build up my confidence, my sense of worthiness, my belief in myself, as it would for you too. It has helped me get unstuck and deal with my fear and my blocks, as it would for you. And so, it has been worth it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the fourth episode of this wonderful series. The point is that there is no right or wrong way to beam your light. There is just one way. You can share your light in so many ways. You can speak up at the next meeting you attend. You can join and engage in or even create your own group. You can write something on social media or start a blog. Or even write your own book. You can make a video, Facebook Live and Periscope are so fun for this. You can share your voice through artwork or photographs or music or movement or any other facet of your creativity. You can sit down beside your partner, your friend, your family and say, "Hey, this is what matters to me. This is what lights me up. This is me." The point is that there is no right or wrong way to beam your light. There is just your way. It's imperative for you to find your way. Keep in mind that you do need to push that light outwards, away from the shore. That is, to pushing yourself just a little bit out of your comfort zone. Nothing good happens in your comfort zone. I look at many people in our generation, the only thing they seek is comfort zone. And what they don't know is that this life is like a bicycle. You find balance in the movement. You find balance in continuous growth. You find balance, similarly, you find balance in life when you make growth a consciousness. So, what we are saying right now is that in order for you to bear your light, it is imperative for you to push yourself a little bit from comfort zone, because nothing good happens in comfort zones. Nothing good happens in comfort zones. Push yourself just a little bit out of your comfort zone. If it feels a little bit scary to speak up in some way or to share with others a bit more about what lights you up, or to reveal something that you are used to keeping to yourself, well then, you are doing it right. What we are trying to let you know is that, you see, I think I said it in the last episode, that go and check all my past podcasts. You should be able to tell my growth. I remember the first one. The first episode, I mean the first podcast I recorded, I could barely speak up because I was so much concerned about what I sound like, forgetting that all I had to do was just to open my mouth. My own fans will like me the way I am. My fans will like my voice the way I am.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
when you find it a bit difficult, then that means you are actually doing it right. Because this is your light. And you've probably abandoned it for so long. And now that you have come to your consciousness that you want to bring this light to bear, then you should be ready for some awkwardness. You should be ready for some difficulties. You know, just like an airplane, when it's trying to move, the moment it's trying to fly, you feel this awkwardness, you feel this, you know. So, similarly, what we are trying to say is that it is normal, it is okay for you to feel some difficulty, especially when starting. I've watched so many newscasters. I've seen so many people, you know, running programs on the television. You know, sometimes when they want to start and when they want to finish, they still make mistakes in spite of the fact that they've been in this game for donkey years. Yeah, maybe not, let's say, 2-3 out of 10. But they still make mistakes. That's to tell you that nobody has it all figured out. Everybody is just trying to do their best, you know. Everybody just keeps growing. You know, especially when we have communication breakdown, like during Mercury retrogrades. I pity the newscaster. You need to see them making mistakes upon mistakes, and you're like, sometimes you look at them that they don't know what they are doing, but it's a lie. It just shows they are human. So keep in mind that you do need to push that light outwards away from the shore. Of course, it is true. We are in the dispensation of grace brought upon us by our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. But that does not take away the pain. That does not take away the struggle. That does not take away the difficulties to face. So in order for your light to really shine, whether you like it or not, folks, you need to push that light outwards away from the shore. You need to push yourself just a little bit out of your comfort zone. And we are trying to let you know that if it feels a little bit scary to speak up in some way, well, then you are doing it right. You are doing it right. That's a sign that you are doing it right, because you are nervous at the beginning. But you realize that the moment you start, you know, everything just starts flowing. So basically, the toughest part, the toughest job is starting. 1,000 miles begin with a step. That first step is usually the hardest. Yes, I'm putting it to you. The very first step, it starts with a step, but that's a step we are talking about. Is what we are trying to address right now. That even that first step is a sign that you are doing it right. When you check the thesaurus for the word bearing, the synonym to bearing is to bring to light. Bring to light. How awesome is that? How wonderful is that? When we bear ourselves, when we share ourselves, like what I'm doing right now, when we put a voice to what is inside, we bring to light. We bring to light. I swear, sometimes when I have some very, very tough energies that I'm dealing with within me, sometimes all I have to do is just record a podcast and I'll feel better. And I'll feel better. So most times, it's even a kind of therapy. When I'm teaching others, when I'm trying to address others, it's a therapy for me. It's a therapy for me in the sense that it helps me to put words to what I'm feeling. And most times, like I said at the beginning, that there are days, there are weekends that my worship is just listening to this podcast. And the moment I listen to it, my soul is refreshed. Sometimes, yes, I'm the recorder. But sometimes, the situation I'm even going through at that time, I'm always surprised at how it addresses it. So it's more like when I'm recording a podcast, you know, I do that a lot anyway. When I'm recording a podcast, it's more like I'm recording a solution for a future problem. A problem that is yet to manifest. Same thing with what I do on my WhatsApp status every day, almost every day. My WhatsApp status, I post 11 powerful messages that inspires, that motivates by 11-11. 11-11. Every 11-11 a.m., I post 11 messages. 11 messages to God's glory. And we get good news. Yesterday, somebody who had not spoken to me for years spoke to one of them, just, you know, affirming what I said. So this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. So most times when I'm recording this, I'm putting words on my emotions, or to my emotions, I beg your pardon. And when I do, by the time I play the same podcast in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it is addressing a particular situation that I'm going through in future. How wonderful is that? How awesome is that? So when we bear ourselves, when we share ourselves, when we own our light, when we put a voice to what is inside, we bring to light. When you bring to light, I also want you to know that you are in partnership with the universe. When you create, you are in partnership with the universe. You are in partnership with the universe because the creator is the supreme creator who created heavens and earth. Sometimes when I'm thinking about God the creator, I am so excited in my spirit because it gives me this sense of partnership with God. God the creator, I'm also creating. So when we bring to light, we are doing ourselves a great service. There is a fine line between being alive and living the life. I will reiterate that. There is a fine line between being alive and living the life. You might be wondering that it is almost the same thing. No, they are not. There are two types of people in this world. Those who are alive and those who are living the life. Those who are actually living. Those alive live for the validation of others. Majority, because a statistics even, research has it that it is only 1%. It is only 1% of the entire population of the world that is living the life. 1 to 10%. 1 to 10% of the entire population. So in Nigeria, for an example, where we have over 220 million people, so only 2.2 to 22 million are the one living the life. Come on. It is a question of choice. Don't feel bad. Don't say, oh, no, God is unfair. No way. Don't say God is unfair. Don't say God is wicked. No. Life is a choice. You can either choose to be alive, or you can choose to live the life. Those who have chosen to just be alive, let me just marry. As a woman, let me just marry. Once they marry, for them, that is the height of success. In Nigeria now, another problem is certificate. Just go to school for the certificate. How can you spend 6 years, 4 to 5, 6 years of your life just to earn a certificate? How can you? You are just alive. You are not living. For some people, it is education. I know of someone. Oh my God. You see, she's just alive. As far as I'm concerned. Because you have put all your children in medicine. How can you? As in, what is your problem with medicine? It is your own fear. It is because you have looked at yourself and you felt like, as a mother, you should have studied medicine. And because you didn't study medicine, you now want your children to study medicine. Hello? Hello? You are just alive. You are not living. That person, you can tell, only lives for the validation of others. People who are alive, they only live for the validation of others. Come your man in we pay so that people will not say, so that people will say, so that money. Oh my God. These are the majority of people living in Nigeria. And I'm using Nigeria as a case study, knowing fully well that what goes on, a message for one is a message for all. Same thing with everywhere in the world. You cannot continue to live your life for the validation of others. Nobody cares. Just work harder. The same woman, you push all your children to medicine. I'm just like, why is this? We know you from childhood that, yes, you said you would have studied medicine. And these are the mistakes many people have, many parents have failed at doing.
Instead of you to observe your child, look at his or her strength and encourage him or her to pursue enlightenment, to pursue knowledge along that line, even if it's the craziest course, that is the best. But she chose to be alive so that people will say that my children are medical doctors, and at some point the child will now grow and want to join politics, and you'll be like, medical doctor, politics, is this related? There is a fine line between being alive and living the life. Those alive live for the validation of others. Zero risk whatsoever. They take no risk at all. They don't like taking risk. They like to be in the confinement of the favor of people. Anything that will make them feel good in the public. Anything that when they say, my daughter is this, my daughter is that, it will make them look, it will boost their ego. These are examples of people that are just alive. This category of people live in and make decisions from perpetual fear. Kalebo Shata. They live in perpetual fear. All their decisions in life, they are out of fear. They are out of the thought that, come on, we pay so that people will not say XYZ, so that people will say ABC. Always afraid. I don't want to be on the other side of people. Oh, I don't want people to see me and say, fuck people. Who go help you, no go stress you. Yes. The person that will help you will not stress you. If someone is stressing you and that person is making you feel like, like something that happened recently. I didn't expect it from the video. Do good because you are a good person. Don't do good because somebody chooses the person says, okay, yes, I'm a baba. I love the way that guy responded to the video. I love it. That shows that guy knows his onions. That, I'm a baba in Abuja. That was the day the video came to barb at my shop. And he was like, wow, nice. But then, recently, the guy said, well, the video came to my shop, bless me, I appreciate that. But then, whiskey is my number one. The next stupid thing the video was going to do was to reply that guy that three of my barbers, I opened shop for them. But now, you have missed opportunity by calling me number three. I was like, oh my God. Oh, you see? It's nice to see people doing, good things. I love it when you do good. And sometimes, me too, I want to have a taste of somebody blessing me. So that at least, when I'm counting my testimony, I have to be able to say, Lagbaja blessed me. Lagbaja did this. So, this morning I was listening to Odumodu Black. He said same thing. That, if you put people up, you don't need to say it. Let people be the one to say it. That, Lagbaja Tamedun. XYZ put me up. But that baba had to reply the video that, you are not my God now. That even you wouldn't have known me if I did not post it that you came to barb at my shop. So it's not like you are my God. I love that line that you are not my God. That's someone who knows his onions. That's someone who is living. Not someone, as another person who want to find favor from the video. You will not even post anything. Or you will probably say the video is number one. But is that what life is all about? Living for others? Seeking validations of others is a fool's gold. Yes, when the wise is pointing to gold, diamonds, a fool's gold will be the validation of others. Don't be a fool. That's not to say that you should not send people or you should not. The only thing is, do the right thing from your own side. That,
on my own end, I did not do you evil. I did not do you bad. I did not encroach into your own privacy or your own boundaries. Do make sure that from your own side, you are a good person. And fuck the people, fuck them. Fuck the rest of the world. That same God can bless you. That same God can bless you with what they have too. So I'm not trying to say, okay, don't send people, you know. No. Don't be naive. And at the same time, you must follow peace with all men. And holiness. Without it, you can't see God. So in case if you are looking for God and you're like, okay. Where is God? How to find God is in follow peace. As in, do the right thing. Don't expect favor from anybody. Don't expect your problem to be another person's responsibility. What you are supposed to do? Are you not supposed to do it? So why are you pained? Why are you angry that somebody didn't do it for you? Something that you should have done. If for anything, you should even be happy that, oh. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, that it is what it is. Fuck people. Person will go bless you, no go stress you. That person will not be a problem. The person that wants to bless you will not be a person that will stress you. So stop living for the validation of others. Do the right thing and face your God. Let your God reply them. I'll be surprised if that Baba, you will see that, in short, I think that Baba has been growing. Because now they've invited him to a radio station, you know, and the guy was like, oh my God, me, radio station in my life. Me, Baba. Why? Davido just blessed that guy with his own selfish interest. God has blessed you so much. Come on. I don't know whether these guys are even getting the right advices. Because you can't attain the level where you are with this kind of mindset. How many people do you want to bless just because you want them to pick you over whiskey? How many people? It just made that many people. The guy has been growing since that thing happened. I'm sure even whiskey, if whiskey saw him, whiskey will find ways to bless that guy secretly. You want to do the opposite of what Davido is doing. Davido now said, three of my babas, I opened shop for them. That I could have opened shop for you. But now you have missed that opportunity because you call me number three. Come on. You put yourself out there already. You can't be everybody's number one, whether you like it or not. Stop living for the validation of others. There is a fine line, again, between being alive and living the life. Those alive live for the validation of others. Zero risk whatsoever. They don't take risk. This category of people live in and make decisions from perpetual fear. Most of them, they play safe. They like playing safe. So if you are saying, me, wawala, that's a way of saying that you don't want to grow. That's a way of saying, I don't want to own my lights. But it's a terrible mistake. They live in fear. They make decisions out of, for how long do you want to do that? People will use you, and at the end of the day, you will go to hellfire. Even if you are born again, because you refuse. If you look at the story of talent in the Bible, one was given five because he doubled it. He said, enter your God's kingdom. The person that was given two, because that person used it, he said, oh yeah, enter your kingdom. Enter your God's kingdom. Now, the last person that didn't use it, what did he say? They cast him in the lake of hell. So, not using your talent, not owning your light. It's a dangerous thing for eternity game. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. Living safe. Womi, wawala. They play. You will end in hellfire, even if you are born again Christian. He shock you. Okay, they play. So, you can't continue to make decisions out of fear. That is, you know, everything you are looking for is on the other side of fear. That thing you are afraid of, do it. I want to go to school, but do it. I want to work, but who we are, do it. Anything you want to do, just do it. If you are successful, we will clap for you. If you fail, you will learn. So it's still a win-win. Though, now, let's go to the other side. What about people that are living the life? Those who are living the life appreciate growth and continuous learning. Those who are living the life, they take risk. They learn something new every day. Something new every day. They are never afraid. I'm never afraid to say, I do not know it. There are days I often be like, sorry. As in, I remember that growing up, especially in my school days, I was born extremely brilliant. As in, from childhood, I was always number one in class. From zero to like, say my entire primary six, GS1, GS2, GS3. No, from GS3, I started getting distracted. I started developing bad habits. So I became from number one to the last. Right till I was getting to the final year of secondary school. So I managed to get admission into an institution. But then I continued failing until I came in contact with God, because there was nobody. It was just God. I just felt like something has to change at this level. I think that was my second year. I just realized that all I had to do was to study. That brilliance is always and ever present in my life. Yes, I understand things faster, and I'm blessed with retentive memory. Anything you teach me, you know, I always find ways to remember them. Maybe the way you said it, how you said it, what you illustration you used, you know. So, but I realized that the only reason why I was failing was because I stopped learning. So the moment I made continuous learning my friend, I moved from, I shocked even myself. I moved to number one back. People that were number one started getting afraid of me. I remember it was a tug of war between me and one young lady then. She used to be number one. But then I was looking at how much my mom was paying her school fees. And I was afraid to fail. So I just spoke to myself and I sat tight. So everything I learned that day, I will make sure to repeat them in study, like anything we are taught that day before next day. Sometimes even if I don't do it the following day, if I don't do it that same day, I do it very early in the morning the following day. Everything that teacher taught me, I'll just go through it again, then ask myself, like if it was an exam, then I will write it somewhere. So I was following up with my lecturers. Like, so one of the things that now helped me was that every time they now call for impromptu test, I always aced it. Yes, I always aced it because I was always ready. Everything the lecturer taught me, I've gone through it. So I always aced anything presented to me. The moment you give it to me like this, I'll just, something I just read 3 weeks ago. Before you know it, even if it's 5 marks, I have my 5/5. Even if it's 10 marks, and sometimes those impromptu CAs end up being the main test. And you know, in Nigerian education, test, I think about 3 of them makes 30 marks, then your exam is 70 marks. So most of the time, and I realized that success wasn't that difficult. Because I was always doing that, I started having more girlfriends, you know. Many girls now want me to teach them this, teach them that. I was able to, you know, have many sexual intercourse along the line. You know, so it was all fun. People who live the life are people who are not afraid of changes. These are people, not that they don't have fears, but their faith is stronger than their fears. Those living the life appreciate growth and continuous learning. They take risks and ultimately they own their lights. They own their lights. Ladies and gentlemen, your light matters. It is meant to be shared, not hidden inside. It is meant to be shared, not hidden inside. You can't continue to live your life in perpetual fear. As we continue, we will learn more on this. You need to be able to take risk. If you don't take risk, then what are you taking? What are you taking? You can't continue. When you say you just want to live your life, and when we are saying risk, folks, we are not talking about negative risk. You are talking of positive risk, like you making effort to learn a new language. I'm even a big fan of that these days. As in, every day when I'm traveling, I go with my books. Because I believe that when you read 10 minutes a day, you are far better off than somebody who reads 5 hours every 3 months. I need all of you to go and watch this movie, The Intern, starred by Robert De Niro, a great actor and film director. When you watch that, you know, you see the story of a man who you are never too old. It's a story that tells you that you are never too old to learn new tricks. A man tired of retirement, Robert De Niro, becomes an intern for a fashion site. That's the kind of person I am. God helping me with good health. I don't see myself retiring. I'm already thinking of the jobs I can do at old age.
I'm already thinking that, okay, what are jobs that are good for retirement? You know, something that you don't really need much, that doesn't require much stress. You know, go and look for that story, that movie, and watch it. It's a comedy drama. The title is The Intern. A story that shows that you are never too old to own your light, ladies and gentlemen. You are never too old to own your light. Don't let anybody deceive you. The question, what I used to tell myself is that person, Dangote, does Dangote have more than two heads? I mean, more than one head. Beyonce, does he have more than one head? Donald Trump, does he have more than one head? Joe Biden, does he have more than one head? Wizkid, does he have more than one head? That is what shows you that you too can become who they are and even much more. But you have to take that positive step today, that you want to live the life. The worst thing that will happen to you when you live the life is that you will learn. You will learn. You need to befriend continuous growth. You need to befriend continuous learning. You need to befriend fearlessness. Because I'm not going to lie to you, fear is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Trust me, I've gotten to that stage. Fear is, it has now gotten to a state for me where I believe once I'm feeling afraid, I'll just be like, okay, what's the worst thing that will happen? My friend, my partner, they all know that. That thing you think is, I will never do anything bad. Because naturally, I am an attacker. What that means is that, naturally, if you come at me, I will give you water. If you decide to attack me, I will give you water. Even when you are doing a bad thing and people are looking at you, I will tell you that, hey, bro, sister, what you are doing is wrong. What you are doing is wrong. So because of that, I dare not do some things. I dare not bypass my light. I will never do that. The reason is because I know my temperament. I don't want anybody to drag me. I don't want anybody to mess me up. So I pay my bills. Before my rent is due, I've paid. It's not because of anything. It's not because I had more money. No. It's just because I love giving people rope to tie themselves. From my own end, I will not do you bad. I have signed an eternal oath with humanity, never, ever to hurt humanity. But that's not to say that if you hurt me, I will now be looking at you, broski, you won't like, wait till you go get to. That's why I avoid people, some silent people. I will avoid you. It's not because I'm fighting with you. No, I'm just avoiding you because I know what I can do. I can destroy everything in 1 second. And I hate to be triggered. So I run away. I avoid people that will trigger me to doing such a thing. I avoid people that will trigger me. Or I avoid you that I know that you are always like that. I told you a story of one neighbor, you know. You will wash clothes in your compound. You will come and hang it to dry in my compound. They were actually looking for my trouble. And at some point, I had to give it to them politely. Because I knew if I didn't give it to them at that time, they wouldn't stop. So that's the way it is. You cannot continue to live your life in hibernation because you don't want to offend people. Whether you like it or not, as you are not even doing it, you are already offending some people. Choose to live the life. How? By owning your light. Own your light, folks. When you own your light, you will never regret it. when you own your light, you will, as in, you will find fulfillment. When you own your light, you are an inspiration to other people. You are an inspiration. Imagine like that story where Robert De Niro was trying to became an intern at a fashion school simply because he was tired of. He's like me. I get easily bored. When I'm not working, I am recording podcasts. When I'm not even recording podcasts, I am creating content. If I'm not creating content, I am curating content. I always apply myself to everything that gives me joy, everything that, you know, I always apply myself to things like that. You become resourceful. You become more knowledgeable. You become respected. You now realize that the kind of accolades that they give the likes of people who had already owned their light, like Wizkid, like Davido, like Burna Boy, they start giving it to you too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're going to be drawing the curtain on this episode. We want you to remember, in case you are led to give, here on Jesus for the Streets, we preach giving and we appreciate giving. In case you are led to give, we give in four different ways. Firstly, you can give the normal ways you've been giving in your churches, in your mosque, in your shrine. Secondly, we want you to know that you can use your giving to celebrate yourself, as long as you are not celebrating yourself against God. There are celebrations, you know, against God. Celebrations against God is when you are saying you don't need God, that you have achieved all of this by yourself. Then you want to enjoy yourself and because of what you have done, fuck God. The moment you start thinking like that, God might even expedite your time on earth. Because the last time that happened in the Bible, God was like, look at, oh, you fool. Tonight, your soul is coming to me. Meaning that person only worked for others. So, you can bless God with your substances by saying that, oh God, you have blessed me so much. My wife has been saying that she wants to cook pounded yam, but because we didn't have money, and I am removing 10% of what you have given me in order to do this, so that our soul will say, God, thank you for being our provider. Now, that is a way of giving. So, you know, it's mind hack. Look, we talked about all these things, and that is what Jesus for the Street is all about. Enlightenment. It's in the Bible. You can buy anything your soul craves and give God glory that, God, thank you for this provision. And when we are saying celebrating yourself, we are also saying celebrating your spouse, your children, you know, your immediate family. Because you and your wife, you've come together. You are now one. Thirdly, you can use it to bless your extended family. God has blessed you this month. You've collected your salary and you have 10%. You can share it among your extended families that are needy. Use it to bless them. And you can bless your community. And lastly, you can equally share it with us who appreciate it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, remember, I am ready for anything that comes my way. Recite that mantra as many times as possible, as long as you are not driving or actively engage in anything. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we leave you with prosperity, joy, more enlightenment, love, and light.